The Marine Corps says a hydraulics failure and a computer software problem combined to cause a V-22 Osprey to crash in North Carolina last December, killing 4 crewmen. Marine Corps officials conceded they had been aware of a hydraulics problem for more than a year before the crash. The accident occurred just days before the Pentagon was to authorize full-scale production of the controversial $40 billion tilt-rotor program, which remains suspended. From member station KPBS, Russell Lewis reports.
At a Pentagon news briefing yesterday, Major General Martin Burnt, the commander of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force, outlined the findings of the 5-month investigation into the Osprey crash. Two of the most experienced and decorated V-22 pilots in the Corps were at the controls when it crashed nose down into a North Carolina marsh. Burnt says the crew had been practicing night vision landings when a hydraulics line ruptured, lighting up the control panel with warnings.
The air crew reacted immediately and correctly to the in-flight emergency, as they were trained to do. We consider them to be without fault in this tragedy.
The Osprey is a hybrid aircraft. It takes off and lands like a helicopter, but once in flight, its massive engines rotate forward and allow it to fly like a conventional airplane. The hydraulic system is a critical component because it helps command all of the flight controls and the rotation of the engines. Burnt says when the hydraulic system on this particular V-22 began to leak, the flight computer's software should have triggered a backup hydraulic system. But instead, each time the pilots hit the reset button, as procedures called for, they made the problem worse.
This action started a chain of unpredicted and uncontrollable events that caused accelerating and decelerating actions of the aircraft until it entered a stalled condition and departed control flight.
Burnt says one of the titanium hydraulic lines ruptured due to chafing caused by a wire bundle. A subsequent inspection of the 8 remaining Ospreys found varying degrees of chafing. In fact, a recent General Accounting Office report noted the aircraft is prone to maintenance problems, particularly with its hydraulic systems. Burnt says in the wake of the accident, military officials are calling for a possible redesign of the hydraulic system, including location of the lines, as well as a review of the V-22's flight computers.
As a result of this investigation, we have identified something that needs to be corrected. Now, whether that existed 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, in our view, at this point, is unimportant. Relative to this investigation, we need to get to the bottom of it.
The Marines want the Osprey to replace their aging fleet of Vietnam-era helicopters, but the program has been plagued by its cost and by 2 crashes last year that killed a total of 23 Marines. The Corps is now awaiting the results of 2 independent investigations on the Osprey begun after last December's crash. In the meantime, General Burnt says the Corps should press ahead.
We accept some risk. We manage the risk. In this particular case, we realize that there are things that must be fixed before we can put these in the hands of Marines to operate in a combat environment.
At this time, the Marines' fleet of Osprey aircraft remains grounded, and a blue ribbon panel studying the viability of the aircraft is expected to release its findings at the end of the month. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis.